Hash Alive, a 2020 South Korean zombie film directed by Il Cho. Now the time has come for the whole world to be love only between those who have the same sexual identity, but it is not love that will be had, it will be misery and madness for all. What results from this war won by the non-heterosexuals? They won the war, and it is now when everyone in this world is mad. Anarchy was not the solution for all of them. Non-heterosexuals, now the young guys in this film are realizing that there is an invasion on Earth. This invasion is an invasion of non-heterosexuals. They have achieved what they wanted, and the result is the madness of everyone. It is the result of making everyone only non-heterosexual. Madness is covering the whole world. The conquest has been made by some who are not just heterosexual, but madness covers everything on Earth. The security forces are mad the same and warn that the end is near, but the ones directing everything for the ones who are not just heterosexual are the ones who will suffer the worst madness. It is time now for those young ones who are conspiracy. One of them is driving the other crazy because they have been wrong to do that to the world. They have achieved their goal, but now they feel so sick with this sex war that they have won. It is the anarchists what those young ones are. They are the ones who give their force to conquer the world for the ones who are not just heterosexual. Because what the ones who are not just heterosexual are missing is that the anarchists want everyone pansexual, and the ones that are just not heterosexual are going to have heterosexual sex, and the ones that are just heterosexual are going to have non-heterosexual sex. Now that guy feels sick and mad about everything around him. That sickness, it is caused by the ones who are evil, because the evil ones want to end humanity once the war is won by the anarchists. That anarchists are so much about that evil, their actions are terrible. The anarchists are the ones who are into no limits, and now it is no limits, but that no limits is going to be faced by them, and they are all going to go mad. That evil music and that evil voice of the music say it all. The evil forces take their time now. They like it so much that now everything is proved, and that this is for not having respected the limits in this world. The conquest of anarchists and ones not just heterosexuals has been achieved. It is time for results for all of them. The anarchists tried to bring the world into control, but that control no longer exists because the anarchist love was not wanted. That love is sick, and the world is sick now because that goal has been achieved. But that goal was the end of the world when it was achieved. Now is the present, and there is no going back in time. They have to face what the world is now. Now we face that this conquest is empty of meaning, and that the results are not the expected ones. They now face madness, and the madness manifests itself in suicides and killings. Now there is something that is worse for all of them. There is a virus created by the ones who are evil. Because the evil ones were waiting for the conquest of the ones who now they are the sickest, and the time has come to spread a virus, about which anarchists feel calm and not so worried because they are absent and abstracted so much about the anarchist utopian love that they hope to achieve with that conquest. They do not care about something, and that virus spreads as never before. That virus wants to be the end of all of them on Earth. Now there are firings in the streets, and the ones who are more guilty are being sacrificed by the ones who feel sickest for becoming non-heterosexual. But the ones who feel guilty for having created this madness do not believe that the result of achieving that conquest would be like this, and the ones who are more guilty are being sacrificed by those who feel sick. Now that anarchist feels that non-heterosexual ones want to be explained by anarchists why they have heterosexual sex. Because it makes them sick to have that sex. Now they realize how sick it is for a heterosexual to have non-heterosexual sex, but their mindings are led by the evil forces, and now it's time for them to know what evil is. Now this anarchist tries to confess to all of them what the anarchists mean. They firmly believe that no limits is the way to achieve peace and order in this world, but this is nothing more than the worst sickness for the world. These idiots are nothing more than fools that are made the way they are since children, and they pretend that doing this to children is going to be the solution to conflicts from this world. They are nothing more than blind idiots, because that no limits does not exist in this universe. Everything has limits, and they cannot explain existence or the universe from mere non-transcendence. and they pretend that foolish ideas are explanations of questions that are worthy and transcendental, but they are nothing more than foolish explanations that nobody can really believe other than being a fool or an idiot. Now the anarchist feels that the world has gone crazy, and the anarchists feel that rush and urge that they always feel about something that they pretend is to achieve that utopian anarchist love. It is not the opposition to that love that makes them feel that way, it is the hatred that they bring to this world that makes them feel that way, and they pretend that it is someone other than them who is the reason for their sickness, but now they realize that the problem is themselves. Now the anarchist has to confess what anarchists are, but he does not, because anarchists are just a bunch of idiots fooling around in this world. They have done too much effort and have been so much anger and madness for that utopian love. They are not love at all, because they do not believe in having a soul. The most decisive of them are like that since childhood, since they descend from anarchists in turn. They have wrong reactions and ideas and lead the world to a massive disastrous effect. Now that anarchist has memories of love and knows that he cannot be love. Anarchists feel sick when they try to feel love because they are such a denial of the soul. Now that anarchist wants to leave the place and find someone normal, but they are warned not to leave their places because the madness spreads and that virus is spreading very fast and lots of people are getting infected. Now many non-heterosexuals want them anarchists commit suicide, and the anarchists cannot bear it. They need to destroy and be terrible with those ones. Now non-heterosexuals want to kill anarchists because they have mindings about that this is the solution for the world, ending with the anarchists. They have a new goal now. Before it was to be sadism to the sane and reasonable, now it is ending with the anarchists. The anarchist now knows that the world wants them gone from Earth, and non-heterosexuals want love to return to them, because now they feel sick in the guts. And now the conquest of the world for non-heterosexuals is done, but what is done is meaningless, and they feel that it is not the solution for all of them. Those killed by that virus are the ones who are going to win this war, because the whole world is going to be infected and humanity is going to come to an end. Now the anarchist wants to meet other anarchists and share their opinions about everything that happens in the world. But the ones that he will find are the ones who are sick because evil is all they have achieved. Now the anarchist tries to commit suicide by hanging himself. The attempt is not successful. Now something that is a laser beam is pointing at his place from the building in front of his one. Now the anarchist sees a girl looking at him. They know that they are both anarchists and now they are together. That is the only way an anarchist feels good, when they are with another like them. But now it is not the way it was before, because now they never stop feeling sick no matter if they are together. Now it is time to deal with all this and the anarchist girl faces the sickness that all the anarchists feel. It's the end for all of them, because the planet is facing that virus and it is said that for that virus there is no solution. It is the way in which they face that the end is near, and their utopian plans were nothing more than nonsense and absurdity. Now they act as if they believe in some god or gods when they were the ones who were most terrible against that notion. Anarchists were never very intelligent people. They are nothing more than stubborn, having strong reactions of fury against those who are limits, because they hate everything that is not that no limits that they think is the solution for the conflicts in the world and to achieve that utopia of them. Now those two anarchists are facing the madness of this world because they all feel sick in the guts and that never stops and they cannot bear it any longer. They are furious and they blame the anarchists for it. They want to end anarchists because they feel that fury that is the fury of anarchists. They are not capable of feeling any love or having any good feelings. Now they assume that the world has gone crazy for wanting to achieve something that cannot be achieved, but the idiots are the ones ruling that conspiracy and who have achieved nothing but bad results for being idiots and not intelligent enough. Now those two anarchists are communicating and helping each other. They are nothing more than brutal force finally, and they show it more when they have close contact. Now the closer the contact is, the weaker they feel. Now the not just heterosexual ones who feel sicker and nasty are the ones who get to the place where the anarchists are. Now their brutal force is superior that one of the anarchists. Now anarchists feel they have to be intelligent to survive, But anarchists aren't really intelligent. The feel now how it is when someone targets you with that fury that they were having in the past. Many in this new reality want them dead, and they will not stop until they have killed them. Now, anarchists feel the love that is felt when you are targeted by death, but they feel empty and feel faint and cannot bear it now, because there is no goal to achieve. The goal has been achieved and nothing that strongly defends the limits transmits something to them. The limits have been broken. There is no limits and now there is no such an enemy of all anarchists. The conquest of the world for anarchism has been achieved, but now they know that utopia is not the result of that conquest of theirs. Now that anarchist guy has to manage to get some food to survive, the ones who are their killers want them to fail to stay in their places, because they want them to have to leave their places to kill them. Now they are all enemies of anyone making them feel sick. If someone makes them sick then they kill that someone. Most people avoid being in public places. The virus spreads and soon all will be dead, but the sickest ones cannot bear to remain in their places and not go outside. Now inside the home of a neighbor the anarchist is attacked by a terrible one. He escapes and gets something to eat and drink. The next morning the anarchist girl uses a walkie-talkie to talk to him. They show the pair of idiots they are. They are facing death and they talk about nothing but empty and trivial questions. They now do not react as having a goal to achieve. Without a target and facing death they prove that they cannot bear to face what awaits them after death. The girl wants to talk about something more transcendental but the guy does not have something to say about it. So they talk about simple things and avoid facing talking about any transcendental notion. They are like that. They cannot face any afterlife or any god or gods. They don't feel good because they no longer have the need to achieve any goal. Now the meaning of them in this life is empty once they no longer have any target. They are nothing more than idiots in the end, and they used a lot of fury against those who are more spiritual. Now lots of new non-heterosexuals are making noise and doing the terrible thing around them. They try to kill those who say about it as if nothing makes them guilty of what is happening now in this world. The girl notices that the terrible ones go to her apartment. She is scared but she doesn't really feel fear, because anarchists can't even feel fear because they are the ones who are so terrible with those who are limits or theists. Now that evil music with the evil voice sounds again. The music is so sick and the voices is so evil because it is the way that those who are conspiracy like it. It is like they warn that the evil plan is going to be achieved if you are not worried about evil is pointing at you and you long for it. Now the girl is on the street and is being attacked by so many ones, but she knows how to fight and is getting rid of everyone. Now the guy is on the street too, and they escape together from the crowd wanting to kill them. They enter a building and escape. They feel that they are together now but they do not make sense about how the future is going to be for them. They are people who think only in the present moment and do not think properly about the future like normal people does. It is the way in which they are used to do the terrible thing and not think about the consequences but only do it as they want those who train them. Intelligence is for others, and these ones are only the starters and the ones that are more fury against the ones who are not like them. The ones who want limits to be respected and who are against those who do not want limits. Now they are with someone else in an apartment. It is someone who needs a lot to be spirituality. The anarchists realize that it is someone believing in transcendentality and its power. Now they feel sick for that man, and that man does not understand why they are less affected than the rest. He wants to observe slowly and feel why they are reacting more normally to everything that is happening. They are afraid of death, because they are the ones who are afraid about death because they do not believe in afterlife. That man tells them that a team is going to rescue them. The two anarchists even cry when they hear that. That way that man now knows that those ones are those that do not believe in any afterlife, because what he says is a lie, but he wants to check what those ones are. Now the young anarchists fall asleep because that spiritual man has put some drug in their food or drink. Now it is time for these two anarchists to face being caught by someone who is a believer and hates what anarchists are because they are all atheists. The girl is kept in a room where a terrible one is kept tied up. That terrible new non-heterosexual feels so sick because of the anarchist girl that she can't help but want to kill her. Now the anarchist guy is holding a gun and threatening the man to shoot him. Now that anarchist guy is very afraid that the girl will die, because the anarchists are very afraid of dying because they think that existence ends with death. Now that spiritual man wants the anarchist guy to leave the girl there and save his life, that man tells him to leave the apartment and forget about the girl, but he goes crazy to save the girl and the man opens the door of the room. Now the terrible one leaves the room and kills the spiritual man. The spiritual man knows how to die in peace, because he is not one of those ones that don't accept that there is more to find after death. The terrible ones now head towards the apartment. The two anarchists face that they will be killed soon. Now the girl wants the guy to shoot her, but he does not want to. He is an idiot who does not accept to face death. He is crying for having to do it. He cannot shoot easily because he is not like those ones who have faith in the afterlife. Now two helicopters are heard, and now they both crying again because the helicopters haven't seen them. Now they have a new plan, to get to the top of the building and try to be seen by the helicopters. A crowd is after them to kill them, because they make them feel so sick in their guts that it means that they are the ones to be killed, because they are the most to blame for their new not just heterosexuality. The anarchists are resisting and the girl reaches the top of the building while the guy is blocking the terrible one so that they do not go upstairs. Now the crowd goes after them and the guy blocks the door. There are no helicopters in the sky and they are crying again because they face death. They are only two idiots and the guy is more idiotic than the girl. He does not accept the end and their death. Now the crowd has unblocked the door and they run in their direction to kill them. Now they have to commit suicide or be killed, but suddenly a helicopter appears from the bottom to the top and shoots the terrible ones. Those two anarchists get inside the helicopter and they are safe from being killed by the crowd, feeling so sick for the two of them. Now the military ones ignore them, they don't make them questions, they are all abstracted and absent. These two anarchists feel so safe now that they suddenly feel love, but that love is not for them. A message to the military is heard now. The message does not speak of the virus, it speaks of the ones which are terrible because they have been converted to not just heterosexuals. At the end it is seen a photo of the anarchist showing a message saying I must survive. That was not the end for him, but that spreading virus will be the end of all of them, and that is why the military are so abstracted, because they already know that it is the end for humanity because of committing such a challenge to the gods or God.